Hello and welcome to another episode of the UHB Library Podcast. I'm your host Jenny, and today we are joined by Beth. Hello Beth.
Hello, nice to be back.
I was going to say quite a regular to these. We've come together today to talk about knowledge share, which you may have come across before. But if you haven't heard about it, that's what we're here today to talk about. So Knowledge Share is a current awareness service, predominantly. It does also feature in our literature searching service, so we'll mention that a little bit later. But in terms of current awareness, what it will do is send you information related to your area of interest. So we send an email every couple of weeks and include suggestions for articles, reports, guidelines, maybe new books are coming out, so like reviews of new books, all very evidence-based and up-to-date information for you. And we've got several different categories here. Beth, do you want to talk a little bit about, so when you're filling in the knowledge share form, so there's a form for on the internet for QE staff and HDS staff, there's a form on the library website. And so there's five categories to choose from when you want to set up your bulletin. So you fill in the form and we'll input the information onto Knowledge Share. So Beth, do you want to talk a little bit about the categories on there?
Yeah, so as we said, there's five categories. So the first one you're best to fill in is age group. So you let us know if you're particularly interested in adults, children, older people or neonates. And if you just let us know what you're interested in. So if you're more interested in, say, adults or you weren't predominantly with children, you can limit your search to that. So you'll get more relevant results for you. Secondly, there's conditions and lifestyle factors. So this would be things like...
Oh, loads of things.
So many. any particular conditions you're interested in, or say any lifestyle factors. So it could be things like smoking or any conditions like diabetes, epilepsy, any learning difficulties or things like that in your particular patient group or your particular area of interest.
Yeah, and there's a lot on like physical diseases in there. So if you want, if you're interested in cancer, eye diseases, kidney diseases, renal, there is a lot of categories.
This is probably
be able to find your speciality.
I think probably when you come to fill this in, the main thing I'd say we're probably most interested in is the conditions and lifestyle factors you're interested in. That will probably help us tailor it the most to you. The third one is your professional interests. So if you're interested in conducting research, if you're interested in continuing your professional practice or continuing in education, and there's again lots of things with this. So, or if you're interested in the patient experience as well, that's one of them. Or if you're interested in developing management and leadership skills, so knowledge share, you can get articles related to a particular condition, but you can also get articles related more to CPD and your professional development as well.
That's it, yeah. So it's education, as in if you're obviously you're teaching as well. So if you are someone who works a lot with students and is involved in the training, the students that come in, but also your own professional development, as Beth says. But this category as well is quite good for non-clinical staff as well, because I say there is a focus on more admin side, isn't there, here? So looking at like HR, patient safety, quality improvement, things like that. So also affects relevant to clinical staff, but also areas that non-clinical staff will be looking at as well. And yes, definitely, there is quite a big research section as well.
Yes.
And even that is like, it's not just research as a whole. You can go a bit more focused if you want to look at participant recruitment, qualitative research, research funding, different things like that. Because with these bulletins, it's not, you don't have to have them forever, do you? If it's just a very short project you're doing, or if you're in the middle of doing a university course and you just want it for a couple of years, you can do that. As soon as you don't want it anymore, just let us know. Or if you want to change it, you can as well. It's really flexible. Mm-hmm. So if you finished one research topic but want to move on to another, just let us know and we can change the topic then. We can change the email subject.
It is a really good resource, just as Jenny's mentioned, just for anyone to use. So if you're a student, it'll see you probably throughout your professional life as you go into new topics, and you can change as your interests develop. Or if you're non-clinical and you're just interested in learning more around healthcare itself or management, as we say, and things like that, is a really, really good resource for everyone to use.
Definitely, yeah. It's open to everyone. It's open to all staff and all students at UHB. And as I say, whether you're clinical or non-clinical, we'll be able to set something up for you. The other two categories you'll find on the form are settings and staff groups, aren't they? Just to mention that. So if you're, I mean, probably hospital would be most common, but I know we work a lot with them in the community as well, don't we? So perhaps you might want to look at that a little bit more. And staff groups, as I say again, just we can send you stuff that's from a doctor's perspective, but then we've also got like administrator managers. We've also obviously got a scientist, our clinical scientist, a pharmacist, audiologist. Everything is covered. But as I say, there's a simple form to fill in. So we've got on the internet form for QE. So if you visit the education tab on the homepage and then find library and online services, that's where the QE form will be. Mm-hmm. And then HGS form is on the library website. So if you go to uhblibrary.co.uk, you'll find it on there. But the forms they're pretty much the same, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
exactly the same. So once you fill that in, a member of staff will all get that input into knowledge share and you'll start getting emails. We set them as 2 weeks, but it's really flexible. So if you want to change the frequency, have them more often, have them less often. And as I say, if anything's coming through and it's not quite right, just let us know and we can tweak it for you. Or if you change your area of interest, we can change that again. Every knowledge share form has an assigned librarian, don't they? So whoever's sort of input the form. So you can just reply to that email and it will go through to one of us at the four sites and we'll get it adjusted for you. Or you can obviously just contact us generally if you want on our email or phone number if you want anything changing. But it's not too... So we set it every 2 weeks and also it never sends more than 10 results, does it? So it's not too loading. Because there's kind of that balance of you want to stay up to date, but you don't want too much coming through.
No, you can't get
I don't have time to read all this.
It's just a nice snippet, and if you wanted them more regularly, you can do it. If you think it's getting too much and you wanted them less frequently, you can do.
It entirely depends on what you want the bulletins for. So it might be if you're perhaps in the middle of an audit, you might want them more frequently then. If you're looking for like the latest, but if it's for an assignment, so you might just want it for a couple of months and then that might be it. You might say, I don't want it anymore. And then you can always set one up again later on if you have another assignment and you want bulletins for that one. So yeah, so it's a really flexible service and it keeps you up to date, but without being too inundated as well. So we mentioned at the start that we also use Knowledge Share for literature searching, don't we?
Yeah.
So you'll notice as you submit a literature search form, so if you're doing that on BaseDuck or the library website, you'll see something about that we will send you the results through Knowledge Share. And that's, you don't have to do anything for that, do you? That's all done by the library staff.
Yes.
Nice and easy. So we'll go on. Obviously, by signing the forms, you're allowing us to put your information on. So if you really don't want to, please let us know. But otherwise, it's very minimal amount of data, isn't it? We just put name and job title and your email.
We won't steal your data or anything like that. With doing your literature search through Knowledge Share, essentially all it is we'll input results from various resources into Knowledge Share and it just puts it into a nice report for us. So by using Knowledge Share, we can send you more results than we would be able to otherwise. So that's the benefit of using Knowledge Share, is that we can put far more results in it than we would if we just use HSTASSE.
That's it, yeah. So it helps to, it gives us, allows us to search more, allows us to find more results for you, but also just it keeps it organised, doesn't it? Because before we would have to have sent reports from all different websites into one email, whereas this way everything just goes into one. You've only got to read one report then, rather than like five different ones.
comprehensive, and it's all, as Jenny says, all in one place. So it makes it easier for you, and it's just, it's nothing to be concerned. If you, as I say, if you go to request a search and you see Knowledge Share, but we won't, it was not us registering for you for the current awareness service unless you want to, you can let us know. But it's just so we can put your name and bits into the system. We've got your consent to do that, and so we can send you more results.
It's really useful for us, and it's really useful for yourself as someone using the service. So it just keeps it all organized in one report, and as I say, we can go to lots of different a lot more resources then, because we know that it will all go in together. Because as I imagine anyone who's done literature searching knows, some sites you you can get a PDF file, but some sites will give you as a text file, or you have to download it as a RIS and then export it to somewhere else. With this around knowledge share, we can do all that in one place. So then you'll just get a nice Word PDF document with your literature search results.
I think knowledge share, from doing the literature search as well, you can also feedback on the search through knowledge share. I believe when you email people through knowledge share, it gives you them the option to send feedback via knowledge share. So if you wanted to let us know anything about the search, if it was particularly good or there were some things missing, you can send us feedback as well.
Yes, it's quite a short form, isn't it? I know a couple of people have filled it in the past. So if you've got any feedback for us on the literature search, whether it's good, whether it's bad, or hopefully good, but you can fill it in on there, and it will come to us, and that will really help us to always grow and improve the service. But that's basically knowledge share. So we use it for current awareness. So if you want to sign up for that, say there's the forms. So there's the internet form for QE staff and the library website for knowledge share staff. And then if you do a literature search, you will receive your results. It comes up as like the librarian at knowledge share. It's like a made up email, isn't it? but it is us. You can reply to it and it will come to us. So any final comments that's had about knowledge share?
Definitely register for knowledge share, especially if you're a student or you're doing research. It's all, if you're just wanting to find out more, knowledge share is brilliant. Definitely register for knowledge share.
Yeah, we've had some good positive feedback on it so far, because this is one of our, I keep going to say newer, but I think, is it almost like
we've had it a while now?
I feel like it's been I think it's because me and Beth are sort of newer, well, not even newer now. We've been here a couple of years. I think it came about not long after we started, I think, for QE. So it still feels like one of our newer ones in some ways. But I think, I know HGS have had it longer than we have. Still, compared to a lot of things, it's still one of our newest services. so it's probably like a couple of years we've had it now. But yeah, but please, if you're interested, fill the form or ask us for more information. If you think there are other people who might be interested, please refer them to the website or to us, and we can give them some more information on it as well. All right, yeah. And then please use it, and please give us your feedback. As I say, we're always looking to improve services. Mm. So if anything we think needs changing, just let us know. And when you have your bulletins, if there's anything you want to change on them later on, if you change your area of interest, if you want to change the frequency, anything like that, just let us know, and we'll be really happy to sort it out for you. But of course, thank you very much for joining me, Beth.
Thank you for having me.
There is, and I'll see everyone soon.